want a little bit, speaking about the Rosh Hashiva, Shteyman, Zichr Tzadik, V'Kodesh L'Vrocho. But when you speak about him, you have to speak different, and I will explain. He himself asked that people will not be maspited. So the Gedolim explained that even so, you have to be maspid. Some people ask a kasha, but he said not to be maspid. That's what everyone heard in the Levi. So all the Gedolim say, Chaim Kanievsky, that mitzvah lishmua divrei ames is only on the kids. No chiyuv to listen to divrei ames. The man could do what is good for Klal Yisrael. A lot of people are bothered in that hanukkah, right? The Maile Ravad over Shmuz is. In the Ravad, you also could discuss some things. In the Shmuz, you can't ask such a question in the Shmuz. In the Ravad, you could discuss also Ashkofet. This is a part of the Maile Ravad over Shmuz. So I want to explain. I heard once from Adam Godel, and then I heard how Rav Shteyman represented it. Adam Godel told me that he had a suffer when it comes to an event. And he tell him to go up to the Mizrach. To go up or not to go up? For sure not to go up. Covered. But then everyone says, go up, go up, go up. So maybe it's just go up. Or better to stay in the bottom. And the Eilu will tell you go up and they will think you are out of. What is better? And he decided it's better to stay down. And the Eilu will tell you to go up. And Lemaisa, you're not up from sitting up. And I heard when they asked Rav Shteyman that, he said, it's a Mefurash of Mishnah. Machshavo eino moitzio midei maise, maise moitzi midei machshavo. If you go up, machshavo that you're on, eino moitzio midei maise. That's sitting at the top. If you stay in the bottom, you're right that you think that you're on, but maise moitzi midei machshavo. And when a person says not to be maspid him, you're right. He knows that Pialoche, people will not listen to him. He has listened to him. But at the end of the day, how much people are mastering him all over, it became low-key, much more. In the Leviathan it was low-key. So he was poyotzach. You're right. They will not listen to him then. Oh, but he said not. That is a part of the chefzev that I know that he was be'etzev. It was an honor be'etzev, not only an honor that played another. And that's the reason he told that he's miyats people not to give his name. Miyats, he says, people think that I'm better from what I am. I'm miyats not to give my name. People will listen, people will not listen. But again, maise moitzi midei machshove. Maise moitzi midei machshove. A person is putting himself in a mokim, he's putting himself in a position, in a matzah, I'm a honor. I'm a honor. And ma'isa ma'isa midei machshav. But because of that, and because of the next thing that I will speak, you know, Rav Shteyman gave out a lot of money to a lot of kollelim. He supported a lot of kollelim. Rav Shteyman supported a lot of kollelim. When he was nifter, they found out, how do you think of Shteyman had a lot of money to support a lot of kollelim? So you think we start with the gvirim, give him money to give out. I want to tell you a secret, the gvirim don't give money to give out. I know it firsthand. I know the gvirim, I know how you get their money. And I'm telling you, no one gives money to give out. Forget about it. You know how Shteyman had money to give out? He made a yisochol v'zvulun with 50 gvirim. Who doesn't want to make a yisochol zvulun with Adam Godel? The money that he got, so he sold his Torah, he got money, he supported more Torah. This was his avas ha-Torah that he had. I have a friend of his called Meir Shushan. He was a big darshan. So he came once to visit those shiva in his late years of Shneiman. And the Shiva told him, I heard of Mr. Grace Darshan. He said, no, no. So Shiva told him, you saw my new Sefer on the table? Ah, the Tomos. He said, yeah. He says, maybe you could look inside my Sefer, maybe some good things that you could say over. It's strange to him. So no, not in my name. I just want to have a little bit schusim. I know you speak to a lot of kids in seminaries. I want maybe a chizuk that I thought about could be spread around and I could have more schusim. A person that looked for schusim, looked to have a schus. He didn't say, oh, I've learned so much, I'm doing so much for Klal Yisrael. No, azuch. Azuch schusim. He sells his Torah to make more Torah. I don't have money, but I will sell. His kids say, you know, I know if you went one to his house, it looked like an old house. Old. His kids said that they wanted once to fix something in the house to make it look a little bit more representative. He told them, when you fix here, we will not have there. Well, we fix here in Ishab and Dalton. Leave me, let me to have a deer. The person is scared. They're scared. He knows. They would say, Alamol. He would tell people, you know, Sidon Neshama. And the Neshama is in the cup. And the person takes this cup and puts it in a bowl of soup. Not embarrassed to think about soup. The Eilik and Neshama, you think, Velcha soup you will eat today? For the Eilik and Neshama, bist normal? That was the mahus of the person. That was the mahus. When he went around to America, it was late 80s. To Malbik with your mind, maybe it will be something. Maybe I will have a sus. A person has to learn. I'm saying, so a hesped is such a person. Is the aleph beis in the hesped is the aleph beis in the hesped is to give him schus to learn out, not just to say was a chosh of a person, was a great person, was a big person, and to meshabeach the person. Because when you want to be makir toif to a person that he wants schusim, he feels I don't have enough. Chazal says, "Me'oyed kesef lo yizba kesef zemoishe rabenu sh'av al pishe yodea sh'sholei shebeiver hayarden einam koltois." Chazal say that this kind of feeling, "Oyed kesef lo yizba kesef," that is at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the opposite to say, okay, so he had these feelings, he wanted more. It's like, okay, when you get to that madrege, when you get to the madregas of Ruchnius, then you really want. Then you want more. Then you're scared that you will not have. They told him on a meshulach, in a yeshiva, that he said he's mamish moisel nefesh to go to collect money for the yeshiva. Such a mesulish nefesh. So Shlomo said, mesulish nefesh? I know the person, he had terrible shalom bayis. He was so happy to be out of his house. So people looked at him. He said a person could fool himself all of his life that he's full of mesulish nefesh. He could fool himself all of his life as a macht gute Sache. And everything is below. And everything is nothing. Everything is nothing. So I want a little bit to be masculine. No, there's a famous story when he was 11 years old. So he went to yeshiva, it was called Imre Moshe, the yeshiva that he went to. And that yeshiva and didn't want to accept him because he was a little kid. But he was fired, and he was accepted to the yeshiva. He was accepted to the yeshiva. But the elder Bochim didn't like it that he was accepted to the yeshiva. So they put in his bed a doll. And when he comes by night, he will realize that he's holding in the age of playing with a doll. This person that put the doll said over the story later. And every morning the guy went to see, if this is what they did in his bed, what they did to him during the week, yeah? Like, the Spitz guy put the doll, yeah? What was going on in Beis Medrash? And the guy went to see, and he sees every day the doll is like laying nicely on the pillow. And it was took him money, he thought like Takri is busy with the doll, because every morning the doll was mamish like set in the same place, mamish mesuder. Then the guy realized it's a bit strange, mamish, the doll is mamish in the same place. So it was around Hanukkah time. So he went to check, he went to look, to see. And he realized that Rav Shteva never came to his bed from Elul. Came into the yeshiva Elul. The other fell asleep on the bench. Other he laid on the floor. Never came. So he realized that Vice knows Itaka doesn't have to play with a doll. What is the message of the story? What I want to take up. Not the smother for Rav Shteva, that he was Kodesh, the Torah. That is true. To learn to ourselves, a lot of times we have hard times. We have Nisyei Nesachai. We have difficult Nisyei Nesachai. We think we really have it difficult. We really have it shvel. You have a statement that if you go over all of his life, to over 100 years, he had it shvel. He was in different places, different matzavim. He had it shvel. But he didn't stop. He didn't give up. And while he didn't give up, and it grew and it grew and it grew, he came to the place where he grew. But I want maybe a little bit, spoke a little bit maybe about it, but I want to go in to the Yesod of Rav Shteva. This Yesod of Rav Shteva came once to the Mir. It was the first time when Rav Tzvi Finkel decided to bring an outside speaker. Today I think I see a lot of outside speakers speaking yeshiva. And the first time, maybe one time was before the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva came. It was one of the first times there was an outside speaker. The place was jam-packed. The first time Rav Shteva spoke, every Yingel night was Dinas Mamash like a matzav, she'en kedug mosa, en kedug mosa, the matzav. Rav Shteva was strong, you know. Rav Shteva said a shmuz. What was the shmuz? He mentioned the Gemara and Sanhedrin. I mentioned it once, but now I'm saying it is Mishmosim. The Gemara says, Omar Ravashi lemocho nasig bechavron. Tomorrow we will learn the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, Eichu she'en lehem chelek lo ilam abo. Omar Menashe lemocho nasig bechavron. Tomorrow we will be learning about our friends, Sokrashi, shelomdu teiru k'moiseinu, she'en lehem chelek lo ilam abo. They meant Menashe. Osi Menashe idamele bechalve. So Menashe came in the dream. Omale, Menashe asked Ravashi, Meheiche ko batzine lepate. When you make a moitzi from where you cut the bread, Omale adam. Omale, so Menashe told Ravashi, מאיחה דקובצינה פאטה לא ידעת וחברס קוריסטי? You don't know from where they cut your bread and you tell me למוחר נעסק בחברו, אבל I'm your friend? אומר לי רבשי, למה לא נמר, so tell me you, ולמוחר אשנה בפירקים בשמוך. And tomorrow I will say it over in the Bismedrash in your name. Omar Leim Meheichen Shechormu Poneo Ve'amu La Shechormu Poneo, where it's well baked. Today is different. It's a bakery. Omar Leim Ravashi. So Ravashi asked Menashe, Ve'achal Bechakim Tukulehai. You're so smart. You know from where to cut the bread and amoitzi. My time palchinu letzalve. So why you are even a bit of zone? Omale, you have a sosom. If you would be in our generation, shalifte leglime veraite besai, you would pick up your gown and you would run to do avodah zarah. So Rav Shira asked the following question: Menashe was a big talmid chacham, knew shas. Rav Ashi, that was mechaber the shas, said lemochon nasek bechavron. Menashe asks Rav Ashi, and Rashi says, I don't know. Tells him, Menashe, you don't know from where to cut the bread, and you call me, you my friend? So he doesn't know from where to cut the bread. So he knows Shas. Because he doesn't know from where to cut the bread, as Nishkan Talmud Chacham. The lashon of Shteyman then was, as a veitish ein tziv katan on a mishnah brua. I think yes, but this is what he asked, yeah. Then he also asked another kasha. Why didn't I ask him what shoe you tied? Maybe that mishnah brua he doesn't know. What was the point to try to happen on this mishnah brua? Third kasha, he said. So Menashe tells him, yeah, it's fucked up. Menashe, you tell me. He says, meichas chom upon her, chom upon her. Fregt Rav Ashi, ba'achar dechatkim to kulehai, my time palchinu letzalme, is so smart. So why are you not, why did Avodah Zarah? That lemochon nasek bechavron, he knows shas, mishkin kasha. But, I know that he knows shas, but he knows also from where to cut the path, now it's a kasha, from what's the gemara. And he said it to guys like you. They're the same kind of guy, maybe a little bit better, but the same kind of guys, yeah? A lot better, I'm sure. Yeah. He said, Menashe didn't ask him if he knows the Mishnah Berurah. He asked him, when you made a moitzi, Mekadosh the Gashmias, you Mekadosh it, you taught for where to make a moitzi. If Rav Ashi would say, we thought about it, Neveis Nishmod, Atzad Azeh, Atzad Azeh. Rav Ashi said, we're not holding there. Omar Lei Me'achad, Batzile Pate Lo Yadane, V'chavos, we're not in the same league. It's a different league. We're not that we learned Shas. We were Knoishim. We were Prushim. We didn't use the Shlusim. And there Madregis. Omar Lei Rav Ashi, Me'achad V'chakim Tukulehai, my time, now I have a Kasher. A guy knows Shas and he could do it with his own, it could happen. But a guy that is Kodosh, that could not happen. Shteyman was not Pshat Kodosh that he spoke to Shem. I know Shteyman was by my Shver in England. I know that from five different people. So he would come with his own pots. Shiver Gates said, but you don't trust the pot. So he flew in the plane with his own pot. And what he ate for lunch, he asked to peel him a potato, and this is what he ate for lunch. All of his life, that was his lunch, a potato. You know, his kids wanted to give him a coffee once, as long as hell. It tastes like water, it's a chaval to drink it. So he went back to his water. And the same kind of cereal that he ate from wheat waste, all of his life, that was his food. He never leaned on a bench. And a cheer in the back till the end of his life. I remember when I was young and he came speaking out enough in a shul. So I gave him like a choshev a cheer. He pushed it off. He took a plastic cheer. I was young in Gemanchik. I taught Mr. Tomez Chashkilayim during the cheer. So I went to discuss it with him. But it's a rash. So I'm sure. Kilayim? Oilam Hazen! Why I need to sit on such a comfortable chair? Be the same davening in a regular chair. So why I need a better chair? סתם תננה מעולם הזה, סתם תבינן מעולם הזה, הבשר הצ'ר. I heard from a person in the house that they came at the end of his life that he couldn't see properly. They came one time to the house was full with flies, full with flies. It was like a kind of fly that made like a nest there. So they called, it was a company, and in the meantime everyone was like, you know, buzzing. So Hashem couldn't see good. So he saw everyone was doing with their hands. He asked the people, what are you doing with the hands? So they looked and they saw no fly came touching him. They were flying in the room and they didn't touch him. But he couldn't see, so he didn't realize that it's flies. But he saw people are doing that, he could see big things. He asked people why everyone is, like what happened, where, why everyone is struggling their hands. It was Kaddish. But that is what I'm saying. The person, he felt, and this is what he told the Olam, he said, I know we're not holding there. I know you're not holding there. That's what he said. But a person has to have a vision of Kaddish. When I'm going out, velch a good pizza betit, I will eat now. You're not eating the pizza. The pizza didn't work out so well. Look, there's the difference. Say it. So the good piece of meat someone else took, so I'm left with chicken. So what? You come to a wedding, if the waiter didn't go to you, yeah? And the other guy got delivered, you're stuck with like a nevach like a fish, yeah? Like, you spoil your whole wedding. Like, from the beginning, you come, you try to... You know, you tip him ahead that they'll come to you, tip him ahead, yeah? But, why are you surprised? Now, everyone here thinks that one day, I'm telling you now, everyone that sits in this room thinks one day I will be Polish. I'm asking, when? I said, Alamo, when I was young, I said, when I'll be bar mitzvah, I will daven k'mei shetzorich. I became bar mitzvah, I said, when I will get married, I will start to daven k'mei shetzorich. I got married, I got married, I said, when I will have kids, I will start the daven k'mei shetzorich. When I had kids, I said, when I will start to say shir, I will start the daven k'mei shetzorich. When I start to say shir, I said, when I will die, I will start the daven k'mei shetzorich. A person thinks, if you don't start to plan now, I want to be kodesh. It's something that I have to do. It doesn't happen. The person wants, and Lord, Adam Gadol is Nifter, his koiches are in the ear. Maybe Adam Gadol would have chap. But I'm saying, this, you have sometimes someone has Kedusha, you know, on Teir. I'm not Mizalza, you have Mizalza, it's not the point. This was Kedusha with 24 hours Teir. With not feeling, oh, ich bin a kodosh, ich bin a toir, I'm a tzaddik. Don't call on my name, I didn't make it. Selling my ilum habit to buy more, to do more. Maybe someone could say a vote, I will have a schus. Tell you another picture. The famous story, I said it in Shir, and then I heard from Steyman, from the Mebais, a similar story, Mamish, like it's like a peer that. Once was a mashgiach in the yeshiva that had to throw out the bocha. The bocha was Macy Sumediach. Macy Sumediach decided to throw him out. So he came to the yeshiva. The yeshiva told me he had to go to Asaf Shteyman. He went to Asaf Shteyman. Shteyman asked, what is the name of the boy? He said, Avron. He said, no, he said, Friedman. He said, no, the mother. So mashgiach said, I don't know the mother's name. So he said, I don't understand. He said he's 6 weeks not behaving, and you don't know the mother's name, and you want to throw him out. Maybe you have to throw out the mashgiach because you didn't daven once at him. So I heard Shkol told me that they went once to ask our statement. So when we could throw out the bach of the yeshiva if he's mazik? So many in the yeshiva, you don't think so. He said if you would throw out your son. If you would throw out your son. But if you will not throw out your son, don't throw out him. But it's the same answer. And your son, when he's not doing good, you daven. Shteyman cared about different people. Israel. A person has to learn that a Yid, mitzad echot kodesh v'toyer, mitzad echot feel for every person. You know, they say over a father came over to Shteman with two yarmulkes. One had a bin around it, and one had, like, you know, some guys have like a yarmulke, there's no end. Goes without an end. And they asked of Shteman if there's a difference in the yarmulkes. With a finger out, well, how you call it? Rim? Wait. How without? So Shteman told him, there's no difference. More different. So, I don't understand. So, you know, they don't want to accept my son because he doesn't have a ribbon on his yarmulke. Very terrible cheder. Should have said there's no difference. So, Shteman told him, if there's no difference, what the kid bothers the kid to put a ribbon and finish? So, why the kid is not putting on a different yarmulke if there's no difference? And Seichel HaYosha. Straight. With the ganze Yashu. The ganze. Shteman told my brother, older brother, Mashiach and Chevron, here, Madrocha and Shlom Bais, he told him, Rav Zalman Mivalozhin, I said a lot of times the stories of Nassim Tzvi, he said, Rav Zalman Mivalozhin was a masmid she'en kedugmos. So Leil Shabbos, he would do it 6-7 hours. But it's a problem, Shem Yatir. So his wife sat there and she watched. She didn't know something. So he said, from Reb Zalman, I'm not despoiled to learn 6 hours, and a wife meir. From the wife doing nothing, stealing like a piece of wood, I'm despoiled from the wife. Rav Zilberstein brings down a mice in Parshas Lech Lecha that Reb Chaim Brisker, his wife, his Rebbe was Lifshitz. Rav Skarov was printing out the Sefer of Reb Chaim, they written the whole Akdomah. Everyone read at least 10 times the Akdomah. Never read the Akdomah from Rav Skarov to Reb Chaim Sefer. The guy now has done it extra time. Sefer, but most of the Yidden. The people that were there when Avshteman spoke then, everyone read it, yeah? So in the bottom, so the Reb Chaim's wife came to Reb Skarov in the dream, and she told him, why don't mention me in the Akdom? I help your father. So if you see that's coming, the end is, Kan notziv matzeva zikon li'imenu ha-chashuvo, shemosro yodo le'somach bo le'bayro. So Reb Shteyman asked, she said, I'm ma'emes. What she needs it? She's there. So I'm ma'emes. What she needs it? Said she wanted that all of the Yingalite's wife people will appreciate. They will see the Sefer from the Biskarov, that the Biskarov writes that the Teir from the Tata Gikur from the Mama. Shteman called the Sefer Ayelet HaShachar, Aaron Yehuda Leib Tomo. His wife was Tomo. Person has to know the Adam Lachaveir. I went in once, Rav Shteyman, with a Yid. He was about to sit in jail. Taxes, that. And I convinced the Yid that I'll take him to Rav Shteyman. Rav Shteyman will say, Tzadi Goizel, he will not sit in jail. And the guy will give $300 million in stock, or $30 million. I don't remember if it was 300 to 30. And like this, all these shivas will not have any more chayvus. The guy was masked. I told him, but you know, even just to go to Rav Shteyman, like, you know, to go to the deal is like opening a. You have to pay something ahead either way, just for them. So he gave me $300,000. $100,000 went to the mirror. We gave it out, and then we went into Rav Shteyman to get the bracha. I remember I came in, the first thing he said, what the guy did? He said, they didn't pay taxes. No, so he has to sit.
Chilul Hashem. Hefkabel? Was a hefkabel? So Shiva, I didn't come for that. I said, I came, I want Klal Yisrael. The one that will be known, all the yeshivas, all the nets will be covered. Rashiva has to say, and it's sad that he goes on, that he will not sit in jail. Rashiva said, I'm not a tzaddik. Not a tzaddik, I can't say it. I said, the guy is asking me, you'll say, if I'm a tzaddik, I'm goes. It's enough for him. He said, even a tzaddik, I'm goes. The deal will work. So he took out a ton of the Eliyahu says, a person goes to a person, 2 years you'll have a kid. I'm a chutzah for your friend of Hashem, you tell Hashem what to do. You have a kid, you have a shidduch, oh, who are you? I'm not a chutzuf, I'm scared to talk about this Hashem. Said, Rashiva Klal Yisrael. I can't do it, I'm scared from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, I need a little yuk today. He says, yeah, bah, bah, hits, shoots. I'm so screaming. Recuse. It's our training not to stop to learn for a second. Not to stop to learn from a second. So, what I think we have to take out is two decrees. Kedusha. Kedusha. Kedusha with a smother and thing, not Kedusha instead. Kedusha with a smother. Everyone on his level. Think twice. Really, I really need this. I really need it. You can all do the raivet. You know the tiniest raivet? That you don't have to fast, but you leave the last bite. Eat ice cream, eat the last, you leave the last bite. Eat sushi, you leave the last piece. Meat, eat the last piece. It's very hard. But you control your tiredness. When you start to do that, you become a different person. So that guy says, what is the puzzle? So what? I said, I didn't eat it. Buy double. What's make a difference? The last piece. Oh, you see Choshevim people lick till the end. Yeah. It's a hard zach. You break your tiredness. And to be straight. Yosho. Straight. Everyone knows what is straight, and everyone knows what is crooked. And he represented straight. Represented straight. If a person is straight, that is Hashem who will have his Siyata Nishma.
Fuck, man.